Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Subbu Chatterjee. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning, and welcome to the Tivoli Talk session on goal-driven automation. So I'm Subbu Chatterjee, and I'm the product manager for Tivoli System Automation Products. And in today's session, our intent is to cover some of the topics related to system automation and how these products address certain issues or problems that customers face today in the environment. With us today, we have Dennis Sample, who is the America's Group Business Executive for Tivoli from the Sales and Distribution Division. And the way we want to do this session today is basically in a Q&A format. We've already posted out the slides, the general system automation, how they resolve issues or how they can be used to tackle customer problems today on the W3 Media site. And for business partners, we will be posting it soon. So the intent is sort of to go through this questions and answers to make sure that you understand how to position these products, how to talk about these products with your customers, and make sure they understand how these products resolve some of the common issues. Other than that, the one other thing I want to remind you guys about is this session is primarily focused on the distributed products in the system automation portfolio. And the intent is to help you guys understand how this system automation story fits in with the ITM, ITCAM products, and how you could go out and position these products. So with that, I'm going to open this up for today's session. So, Dennis, welcome.
Thank you.
And the first question that I want to ask, and probably anybody would ask you, is so system automation products. Can you give us a brief overview of what these products do?
Well, certainly. The system automation portfolio of products is comprised of system automation for ZOS. Then there's system automation multi-platform and application manager. Along with that, there's an offshoot product called Business Continuity Process Manager. But we're going to spend most of our time just talking about system automation products as they exist today. The system automation portfolio, particularly the ZOS product, is responsible for high availability, starting and stopping, and ensuring the accurate response to messages, time of day responses, as well as ensuring that commands are vetted for whether they're valid or not, or suppressed. The automation tools themselves came out probably in the mid-80s, and system automation started out originally as a set of CLIs that were add-ons to the NetView product line. It is a multiple address space architecture using NetView and system automation on ZOS. And what I'm going to spend most of the time talking about today is the distributed solution. System automation multi-platform originally came out as system automation for Linux and was basically a clustering solution that was centered around technologies that had already been developed and been used successfully within IBM, and that technology was RSCT, or Reliable Scalable Clustering Technology. But we've grown way beyond that. With system automation multi-platform, not only is it a clustering technology that even supports a two-node cluster environment, it's also grown to a much more automation-centered product. In fact, there are a number of customers who use system automation, multi-platform, and application manager that don't even care about clustering. It's a high-availability platform for applications. Essentially, what we can do with this product is through some discovery mechanisms that are inherent within the product. And by the way, that same discovery mechanism and that capability allows us to feed the CCMDB, or a federated CCMDB. And this technology allows us to map out an application, all the pieces and parts of that application, the componentry, or the resources, and provide the ability to do a one-button start. And that can be pretty advantageous for our customers, particularly if they have an application that transcends multiple environments or a multi-platform application. A lot of our customers use DB2 on the mainframe or on Linux on C, and they have applications that run on Windows or AIX or even Solaris that, and also Linux on Z, and these applications go across multiple platforms, and to be able to have the ability to just click on an application and ensure that it starts up in perfect order every time and shuts down in perfect order every time is highly advantageous because it takes a big learning curve out of the operator's hands. They don't necessarily need to travel from console to console, from server to server, from environment to environment to ensure that the application starts completely and shuts down completely. But it even goes beyond that. Through the capabilities that we have through Heartbeat, we can actually tell if a piece, part, or that component is in a failing mode, and then we can do things like move parts of the application or the application itself to an environment that is highly available or still available and keep the application running. So that's how we talk about high availability. So in a nutshell, that's basically what system automation does. What's really unique about this technology is that there is no other product on the market that does this. So it's also a high availability platform from the Linux on Z perspective or the Linux perspective through a facility called XDR. XDR, working with System Automation Multiplatform, gives a disaster recovery capability for that Linux world. Another interesting part about the product is it is the high availability solution for DB2 on Linux on Z, Distributed Linux, and AIX. And when I say the high availability solution, think of it this way. DB2, several years ago, whenever they were moving into the Linux world, was meeting stiff competition with Oracle because Oracle had a technology called RAC. And SA Multiplatform, with its clustering and high availability technology, actually gave DB2 the capability to compete with the RAC environment by providing high availability for that environment. And now we take it one step further, because one thing about SA Multiplatform that you might find is how pervasive it is in Tivoli technology. It's also the high availability solution for the ITM server. It's a high availability solution for TWS, for the master domain server. And it's also a high availability solution for SAP environments. People that are using SAP for Linux on Z or Distributed Linux or even AIX can use System Automation Multiplatform to keep SAP highly available. For instance, the NQ replication server and the replication server. If we notice there's a failure, we can ensure things like co-location don't happen between the NQ replication server and a replication server. And even more importantly, we can provide a cleanup capability for the SAP components that have failed and get the environment back where it needs to be, which is highly available, so in the event of another failure, it can fall back. The one important thing that most of our customers are really amazed about, including even the Gartner Group, was the ability to use this product as a single point of control for application automation. What you need to understand is there's a top-down view. It's the application layer view that we provide with the GUI infrastructure for System Automation Multiplatform. You can have an application, Fred's application, and you can simply click on it and drill down through that application to all the resources that are defined to it. But even more importantly, if that application is showing green, it's up and running. If it's showing yellow, click on it and see where the problem exists and correct it now in a manual way, or have policies written that'll do that for you automatically. So it's a single point of control for the centralized operations, the stopping and the starting and the restarting of applications. Now, so there is no confusion. It is not a monitor. System automation multi-platform starts, stops, restarts, and provides the ability to move failing pieces of the application to other areas that aren't failing. It is integrated with the Tivoli Event Portal and, of course, the Tivoli Management Server. So what you can do with the TEP is if there's a failing component or a yellow situation, click on ITM, click on ITCAM, see what the problem is, and take corrective action from a manual perspective. But don't forget that it does take advantage of things like the event infrastructure facility where data is shared between these applications. So in a nutshell, that is what the system automation products do. Start, stop, keep them up. Applications, no matter the platform. Now, there is a codicil here. There is not HP support. But everything else with Solaris and Microsoft and AIX and Linux, there is. And we'll get into a little bit more information as we go through this to distinguish Application Manager from the multi-platform product because of some of the unique technologies that we've offered. Okay?
So, Dennis, that's a great summary of the overview. So given that the products do such, you know, so much of these automation stuff, you know, share some details on why customers would need such a solution. Why would they want to invest in such a solution? What is the impact of their business to having such a solution?
Well, one of the interesting things that just happened recently was a customer up in Minnesota. I don't think I can use their name, but they were experiencing some problems with WebSphere and WebSphere Portal. And they are really engrossed with the technology. They love WebSphere. But the technology problems that they were having had a lot to do with the antiquated technologies that WebSphere were running on. And System Automation Multi-Platform and Application Manager were brought in to prove out that if there is a situation where there could be a failure, System Automation Multi-Platform could automatically move WebSphere or make WebSphere highly available by having pieces and parts of it move to a more stable environment at that time. So anybody who's selling WebSphere in a distributed manner or knows of a WebSphere product that's going in on a AIX or on Linux or Microsoft, I don't believe so, but nobody would do it there. But System Automation Multi-Platform and Application Manager are a natural fit for keeping that environment highly available. And that also holds true with things like SAP.
Right. And you know, to add to what you said, you know, one of the things that we read from Gartner or from the IDC analysts was that a lot of the CIOs today don't have a way to measure the impact of business systems or business services being down. You know, the impact from lost revenue, the impact from losing customers, the loss of brand. And in some studies, they say that customers would probably lose somewhere close to, you know, $500,000 to $1 million for each hour of the application downtime. So I can really see how these products can actually play a big role in rolling out high availability for these applications.
Absolutely. In fact, within system automation, multi-platform, and the distributed technologies with the application manager, we have some very unique reports. Some of the reports deal with things like startup time, what took longer to start up, also deals with which applications, what time they came down, what time they came up, how long it took to bring them up. And this type of outage information is very important to a lot of the CIOs out there because they'll know exactly when there was a failure, or they'll know exactly how long it's been taking to start things up. And from the data center management perspective, if application A was able to start and shut down in, you know, 2 minutes, and all of a sudden it's taken 25 minutes, then you absolutely would know that there's a problem somewhere in the new version of the application that was put out there.
Yep, and that's a great example. That's a great example. So Dennis, if I'm a sales guy today, and if I'm selling ITM, ITCAM today, you know, tell me more about the market realities. Tell me more about what sort of market size am I looking at? Is this a solution that, you know, customers spend money? Is there a real big market out there for these solutions? Help me with the market dynamics.
Well, okay. Now, in order to be specific about the market dynamics, what we're going to do is separate clustering from high availability, okay? In the clustering market, there are several key players in the space right now, and one of them, of course, is the Veritas clustering solution. And the Veritas clustering solution is probably, the 900-pound gorilla in this space. Not probably, they are. In the AIX world, it's an IBM solution called PowerHA, formerly known as HACMP. The uniqueness that we bring to this space just from a clustering perspective is one clustering technology that works within the Microsoft environment, the Sun environment, the AIX environment, or the Power environment, as well as the Linux environment and the Linux HA environment. So that's a unique capability that we offer. However, since I already mentioned that there's a 900-pound gorilla in this space, one of the things that was actually architected into this product, I think in 2006 or 2005 by the team in Bubligan, was an application manager component, used to be called SA end-to-end, now it's application manager, that will layer on top of existing clustering solutions. If Microsoft Cluster Server is already in the environment, SA Application Manager works with it. If PowerHA or HACMP is in the environment, it'll work within that environment. If somebody's using Sun Cluster, it'll work with Sun Cluster. And now, for the most important situation, if they're using Veritas, System Automation Application Manager will layer on top of that and work with that. Now, based on that, and based on the market size as we see it, and I'll be clear with this because Linux on Z is contributing to the new market sizings, we're looking at about a $2 billion market with a cumulative annual growth rate of 8% that was laid out by IDC. The Linux HA market is expected to grow to about $675 million within the next 4 years. Currently, it's at $200 million. Now, let's be very specific here. Linux on Z, we're the only game in town. So, another area where you got to really think about where could this play is in the cloud environment. If people are going to have an internal cloud or an external cloud, it really doesn't matter. The one thing that they want to have is availability to the cloud. If they're going to put a cloud out there for their customers and they're going to have a bunch of servers, maybe they're Solaris, maybe they're AIX, maybe they're Linux, more than likely we're seeing a lot of that, they want to have a high availability perspective of that environment. And SA Multi-Platform and Application Manager will ensure that those servers or enough servers are available for that cloud infrastructure to meet the demands of their customer base. So that is a key function. Anybody who's putting multiple IFLs out on a ZBox or multiple Linux servers in an environment for cloud needs to really consider a clustering technology. And if their cloud is going to cross the boundaries of different platforms, then they absolutely have got to consider System Automation Application Manager because it'll keep the application available across the multiple platforms. There are very, very, very few cross-platform products. Veritas is the credible competitor in this world, but with Linux on Z, we are the 900-pound gorilla. And that's an important perspective because as people examine cloud, the one overwhelming specific situation that has to be in place is high availability. And Lennox on Z is 99.999% available. Lennox distributed, not so much. But with a good clustering technology and a good application management infrastructure, it'll keep it available. Let's talk about how a scenario could play out. I have ITM in this environment because I want to monitor my cloud. I have ITCAM in this scenario because I need to know response times for the transaction rate so I can make sure that my customers are getting the best response time possible. I have ITM to make sure that, hey, looks like that we're having a little problem here with a portal or a piece of the network. Let's take a look at it. And then we have to have something that starts it, stops it, and recovers it. Those are how these mix together at an application layer, at an entire resource monitoring layer, and at a start, stop, restart, recover layer. They are all important. It's no different than OmegaMon ZOS, system automation for ZOS, and Kix monitors or Kix transaction performance tools. No different. You need the same infrastructure distributed. How ZOS got to be 99.999% available was not because the operating system was so wonderful, folks. It was because of the tooling and the infrastructure that's been put in place, tools like system automation, tools like OmegaMon. And that same methodology carries over to the distributed world where we have tools like ITM, tools like ITCAM, tools like TBSM. These toolings and this high availability platform keep this environment up and running and keep your customers out of hot water. Okay?
Great, great. So with that, I mean, you sort of put us in a discussion around cloud, and I'm glad you actually brought that up. One of the top three concerns around adoption of cloud and virtualization technologies is the assumption that will the application have the same sort of high availability or same sort of resiliency in one of these environments. So you know, you gave a good example about how this plays in the cloud sphere, but how does customers are adopting virtualization on across all the platforms. How do these tools play in when you think about virtualization, when you think about moving loads into more and more of your virtualized servers?
That's an interesting question, Tobias. Okay, virtualization. There's a few things that go along with virtualization. Some of the really great benefits of virtualization, obviously, is the ability to have multiple images within that single resource, as long as that single resource is strong enough and has all the right infrastructure underneath of it. Now, if you have virtualized images and virtualized environment, one of the things that goes along with that is the need to keep it available. I have virtualized images across this power box or across this Linux environment. I have 5 or 16 virtualized images using VMware. And VMware says, sliced and diced this box, and I got all these virtual images here. But even though it's one box, even though we look at it as a resource, the one thing that has to be put in place is a high availability environment that will make sure that those virtualized images stay available and the applications that are running on it stay available, and that's where we play. If people are putting in a cloud infrastructure and they're putting them on the cheapest Xboxes and they're using Linux because it's free, they're opening themselves up to a situation that's going to be pretty dire because the cheapest boxes, you get what you pay for. And if you're using a Linux environment, well, one of the things that you might want to consider is making sure that the environment stays available and then you have enough of these Xboxes or X-Blades that you can fall over to. And what you need to do is automate this process. And this is what System Automation Multiplatform and the System Automation Application Manager will do. This sort of addresses the biggest concern from the cloud infrastructure. And when I brought out the WebSphere example and keeping Portal active and keeping those technologies running, that sort of addresses your SOA example. I'd like to talk about SAP a little bit because SAP was a really long road for us because working with the team over there in Germany, we were able to show SAP and the SAP team how this product is absolutely invaluable with ensuring the high availability of the SAP environment. And it's to the point where SAP uses our product themselves to keep their SAP environment highly available and to make sure the NQ replication server is where it needs to be. We have policies built within our product that say things like co-locate, starts after, starts before, anti-co-location. We have affinities. So we have pre-req, sub-req, we have location, we have affinities. Now, all these policies make it extremely easy to implement this technology for a high availability environment. Okay.
Right, and I'm glad you brought up the SAP example. But I just want to add two more points to that, you know, to the reference that you made. One is, you know, why should these sellers be more aware of the SAP piece? Because come October, when we GA our next release, the SAP component is going to get packaged as a separate sellable entity. So what that means is a seller can go out and actually sell the SAP policy for an additional premium because our competitors sell it that way. That way, you know, they can make more out of selling system automation. That's one point. Second point, I think you brought up good examples about VMware and some of the other infrastructures. And one thing that we've heard from customers is that, you know, with virtualization, why do you need to have a separate HA tool? You know, virtualization sort of takes care of that because you could restart a VM in no time. But the key differentiation that I want to point out there is, you know, virtualization frameworks like VMware or KVM or P-Hype, they know the availability of only the VMs. They have no knowledge of the availability of applications that are running within the VMs. So anytime you want to provide HA or automation around applications that are running in these virtualized environments, you still need to have a tool like SA or, you know, some of the competitor tools. So I'm glad, Dennis, you spent some time talking about that example. So I'm going to back to being a seller again. So here's a customer who's bought some Tivoli tools, who's reasonably happy with, you know, all the automation tools, the TBSMs and the IPMs. And I'm trying to go back and position this tool. You brought up some good examples. How do you, you know, is there anything you can share with, you know, the fact that someone's already built a service definition in TBSM? Can I use that in some way to automate? Can I extend that visualize, control, automate message to using these tools and then bringing more benefits to a customer?
Well, yeah. Let's take that in two different ways. I want to talk about the true mission of SA Multiplatform Application Manager, and that's high availability of the application layer and clustering capability and high availability of the individual resource. Now, when we talk about things like the individual resource, let's talk a little bit more about that. Some of the resources that people are, you know, looking to have highly available are file systems, the networking infrastructure, my Apache web server, and my connectivity, my DIV IP address. So we keep those highly available. So let's keep that as a separate discussion point where the resources are highly available. Now, we also keep the application highly available. Being able to talk or provide information to TBSM from a business systems management perspective lets your executives know or lets your application leaders know what part of that business service is failing or unavailable, what part is available, how it became available, when it came up, when it came down, and if there was any kind of glitch within that, it starts it and stops it. So that's pretty much some of the things they can do with TBSM. But there's also some other technology. I don't know if you're going to get into the situation with features, supports like live partition mobility on the system P platforms, or if you're going to talk about the new Z Enterprise environment. And with the we're on the cusp of having the ability to have Power 7 blades encased within a new technology called a ZBX, and the ability to keep those Power 7 blades in a clustered and highly available environment is where System Automation, Multi-Platform Application Manager roll in and become extremely important. So that's one area. I think I've positioned it well with ITM and ITCAM. PBSM and things like CCMDB, I mean, we've become a feed for the CCMDB. And for TBSM, we become a feed, or we can, we can send information that TBSM can use. We have a customer in the federal government who uses System Automation Multi-Platform across three different environments. And they also have TBSM, and they have other clustering solutions. But the reason they bought System Automation Multi-Platform Application Manager was not to do clustering. But they actually did end up doing some clustering on Linux on Z, but they used the Application Manager component as a way to keep the applications highly available and provide information to the application leaders outside of the glasshouse, outside of the data center infrastructure, with availability about their individual applications. So that's one of the areas where it's been very beneficial.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. I think you had mentioned initially something about disaster recovery. And so let's talk about disaster recovery. How do these tools play in the disaster recovery scenario? And how does System Automation help with, you know, porting the entire application from one site onto a secondary site?
Okay. Disaster recovery. Well, if you don't know this, from the disaster recovery perspective, I'm going to address this from two different ways. On the ZOS side, there's a disaster recovery technology called GDPS, Geographically Dispersed Parallel Sysplex, is what that stands for. And System Automation for ZOS is a prerequisite for this environment, for many of the offerings in this environment. And what that assures our customers are able to do is have an automated means to bring their new environment up at their disaster location in an automated fashion as quick as possible. And that's one of the things that it does. Now, System Automation from a distributed perspective, let's talk about the Linux on Z environment. Obviously, we have the ability within a clustered environment to fail over individual pieces and parts of an application if we have an IFL that fails. And that's high availability. Also, you can look at it from a disaster recovery perspective. Let's talk about disaster recovery perspective from a very high level. What you want to do is you want to be able to have a methodology in place that will recover quickly from an unplanned outage or a planned outage. Now, the unplanned outages, obviously, are the ones that are the most crucial. And using System Automation Multi-Platform and the ability that we have to provide moves and a move group capability, you can lift pieces and parts of your application and put it somewhere else as long as the communication mechanisms exist, and they will. We have a customer in Germany, and they are responsible for doing a file transfer of lots and lots of money into a centralized Bundesbank or something like that. And this customer has set up System Automation Multi-Platform in two areas, one in northern Germany, one in southern Germany, just to combat the unplanned outage environment, where in case of an unplanned outage in their primary location, the secondary instance of System Automation Multi-Platform will absolutely fire up their WebSphere capability and get their data transferred because they're using a GDPS capability and do their file transfer from their secondary location to that central banking environment without any loss of service or penalties incurred. And that essentially is the capability we have, the ability to lift and move resource groups or groups of the application from one area to another area. Okay?
Yep, and you know, one thing to add out there from what you said is you know, there's with the disaster recovery, I guess there's also a piece of technology that plays in heavily is the storage replication tools. And one thing to note is that System Automation Application Manager built an integration with the TPC4R tool, which is the Tivoli Productivity Center for Application, where it not only shifts the application from a site to a secondary site, but also manages the storage replication and makes sure that the storage replication direction is set in the right way, also ensures that the storage replication is taking place. So with the example that you gave, it sort of makes sense why how these tools play in the disaster recovery scenario. So Dennis, there's a lot of good things you mentioned. You touched upon cloud, you touched upon virtualization. You spoke about why this is important for customers, how these tools play in. How would you, if you had to summarize the value of this tool with all these different things that the SA portfolio does, how would you summarize the value of this tool to our sellers today?
Well, I look at it from this perspective. I mean, I haven't always been on the Z side. Obviously, I've been in the distributed world. In fact, I, was a portfolio manager for these tools. One thing that I found is that any of our customers who have bought ITCAM in the distributed world or ITM in the distributed world has a concern about the applications that are running in those environments. The positioning is very simple. How would you like to have an automated way to start them, stop them, and recover them? Because using ITM, you have your monitoring capability. ITCAM, you have monitoring also at the transaction layer level, and you can find out where it's bogging down and where it's not. And using system automation, you can start it and stop it and keep it highly available. So our customers have gone 75% of the way there. They're monitoring it at the resource level. They're monitoring the application at the transactional level. Why not put a technology in place that'll start it and stop it and recover it? If the product's not running, if the application isn't available, ITM and ITCAM aren't doing anything, folks. System automation keeps it up, keeps it available, and gives it high availability beyond that. Any one of your customers that are running Veritas and say, well, we don't need a clustering solution, clustering is a byproduct of what's being offered here. The true magic in this is the application high availability layer that works within a clustered environment, whether it's our clustering tools or Veritas, it really doesn't matter. So don't position this as another clustering solution because it's so much more than that. What gets the customers excited when they see it is how do you do that? I mean, if I just click on that, it'll start? And the answer is, of course. I have yet to see a single customer. Well, there's been one customer since 2004 that have done a POC on this that did not buy it, to my knowledge. And the only reason they didn't buy it at the time is because they got acquired. So the technology continues to improve around this environment. It's unique to our tools. It's integrated with our other offerings. And it gives the customer the high availability that they need. Anybody evaluating a cloud environment on Linux needs this product. Do your customer a favor. Talk to them about this product. Because it's not just clustering, it's high availability for that cloud environment. It'll keep their portal available. It'll keep their web servers available. It'll make sure the file system's in good order. It'll handle your mount messages. And if they want to do clustering, it does a wonderful job, even down to the two node level. And a lot of clustering solutions cannot do that. So there are unique capabilities within our solution that our competitors cannot deal with. So anybody who has ITM and ITCAM, they are without a doubt a target for this product. This product is extremely reliable. It's easy to install. In fact, there's an install workshop going on right now here in Austin with 12 people from the field to ensure that we meet the demands that's going to be thrust upon us with the new offerings within the Z Enterprise environment, which are centered around this technology. I care about high availability, my customers care about high availability, and so do yours. That's why this technology is crucial within your customer's environment.
That's a great summary, Dennis, and I'm glad this is coming from a salesperson who understands the customers, who works day in, day out with the customers. So I think this is a good message to share with our sales folks. Now, before we open up for questions, a couple of points that I wanted to make from a summary perspective. You know, we spoke about the SAP solution, and without naming the customer, there's a very big deployment that's going on currently, and one of the reasons that customer actually moved from an HP hardware, from an Oracle database to a complete IBM stack is because of high availability and because of TSA. So something to note, we will be soon getting a public reference from them, and you'll know how big of a client this is, but something to note that why this is important and why these solutions make a difference in a customer shop. The other thing to note is that HP Service Guard, who's actually our competitor, has removed their solution from the Linux environment as of late last year. So that's one more place where we are seeing some customer interest, and that's up to us to sort of go out and approach these customers and provide them with a solution on Linux, because we are, as Dennis pointed out, we are one of the leading solutions on Linux.
Well, and even more importantly, is HP uses this product, HP EDS.
Absolutely. That's a good thing to point, yeah.
You know, I did want to point out one thing. I'm enthusiastic about this product, but I'm not a sales guy. I'm actually from the system engineer side of the house. And whenever you can ever get an engineer excited about any piece of technology, the one thing that's, you know, that's crucial to understand is that it must work and they must like it. And that's really important about this tool. To my knowledge, no CRISPs exist on this product right now. Very, very few PMRs in this technology. And it is an extremely rock-solid technology because of the mission, starting, stopping, and recovering. And that's one of the reasons why even at last year's Pulse, when Laura Sanders stood up in front of the group and said, I'd sell system automation in that portfolio to anybody, is important to note because of the technology.
And you sort of hit on my next point. Yeah, so the fact that these products have been out in the market for 6.5 years says something about the maturity of the products, and it's not one of our newer products that's sort of just coming out in the market. Along the lines, there's a couple of areas that we, again, hit today, TBSM and around planned maintenance scenarios or cloud or VM, or virtualization management. These are the areas that we are actively investing on. And so, you know, as you've seen the capabilities, what we discussed today, there's also more investment going out in those areas. And I think, like Dennis said, absolutely, we need to go bring this message to our customers. One last point that's from a customer, GAD in Germany, who's made a public reference for us. They said that they saved close to 3 person years of scripting effort by using tools like system automation, by automating their day-to-day processes and, you know, failover recovery processes. So that's, again, a value statement that a customer is making because of the benefits the tool is giving them. So I want to thank Dennis for your real good insight. And with that, I want to open this up for questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw a request, please press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, to ask a question, star 1.
We have a question here from inside this conference room.
Hey, hi. This is Doug Gibbs. Dennis, how many customers do we have?
That's a great question, because you want to talk about probably the most convoluted answer you're going to hear in a long time. It is the high availability solution for DB2. And being since it's DB2 HA, there are literally thousands upon thousands of customers using this technology. the licensing of the technology is again, a little convoluted, but there are hundreds of people using this technology worldwide for high availability in a distributed environment and Linux on Z. One of the things that happened early on with this technology in 2004 was in Japan, we had a number of our customers in Japan decide they needed this technology for high availability in a Linux environment. And consequently, most of the very largest customers in Japan, like Bank of Tokyo, Mitsubishi, NTT, they're using this technology to keep their data centers available. The blessing there is that when we do testing of this technology over in Japan, they test every feature of the tool, and when it rolls out, it's rock solid. Is that what you were looking for?
Yes, thanks a lot.
We have no other questions at this time. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
All right. I think we've covered a lot of good material today, and I think there was a good question from Doug on the number of customers. So I do want to thank you again, Dennis, for this session. I think this was really helpful, and hopefully our sellers are going to leverage this material to go out and sell more of SA.
Okay. I was happy to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.
No, we don't disconnect. We want to hear how many people. Sabai, are you still on?